Weight Watchers now offers access to affordable GLP-1s. It works for members like...
I'm Haley, and I've lost 100 pounds. Weight Watchers has everything I need, from weight loss medications to nutrition support and help with my side effects. It's all in one place.
Weight Watchers handles the insurance for you and offers affordable cash pay options. With our program, our members are losing more weight with expert nutrition and side effect support.
I'm Mike, and I've lost 135 pounds. Weight Watchers prescribing GLP-1 medications, it's been life-changing.
I'm Sharia, and I lost 80 pounds on Weight Watchers.
I realized that it would take more than a prescription to lose weight and feel good on a GLP-1.
Better results, expert support, lose more weight, make it last.
I can't imagine doing a GLP-1 without Weight Watchers.
Get started for as low as $25 at weightwatchers.com/GLP-1. For over 60 years, we've helped millions of members find what works for them. Now, it's your turn. Weight Watchers, watch it work.
This is the new Weight Watchers. It works for members like JoJo, who's learning simple, healthy habits. Sharia, who's making progress with meds. And Kim, who still gets to eat what she loves. For over 60 years, we've helped millions of members find what works for them. Now, it's your turn. Watch your life open up. Watch your story shift. Watch what you're capable of. Watch it work. Get started today at weightwatchers.com.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of Offside Shenanigans. Today, we'll be talking about our predictions for the games this week, review of last Thursday's game, and our picks for DFS predictions. We'll start with a review for Thursday. My bad. So the Ravens killed the Dolphins. That was a poor offensive outing by the Dolphins offense and defense. Actually, but I think it was expected for the defense.
I don't know if that's entirely true. They got a lot of yardage, especially in the first half.
Yeah.
The second half was awful. But in the first half, they moved the ball well.
Yeah.
They just turned it over too much. The Malik Washington fumble was devastating.
Mm-hmm.
I think that was the first one. Then they had another fumble. And then Tua threw a pick, which I anticipated happened. They moved the ball. They just couldn't protect the ball. And then in the second half, you're right. It was awful in the second half. But in the first half, they moved the ball. Like, for them to have been down 14-6, you would have thought that the Dolphins dominated that first half, to be honest.
Yeah.
But the Ravens did what good teams do, even though they were only 1-5, and they capitalized off of those. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Lamar Jackson screwed me because he couldn't run the ball.
Yeah, I don't know how he didn't get 25 rushing yards. I don't know how the Dolphins didn't score a touchdown either.
Great.
Because it's not like the Ravens' defense is anything special. They got Roquan Smith, that's it, and Kyle Hamilton right now. But that was just, I don't know, just not a good game.
So I think that you're right to an extent as far as it was awful because they never scored a touchdown and that kind of stuff. But, like, they looked good at times.
Yeah.
And it's not that like the Ravens'
35-yard did much. Yeah. But that 35-yard reception that got
called back.
Taken back because of the tripping.
That wasn't
I don't think he was trying to trip him. I think he just fell. You think he was?
No. He fell. That was a horrible call.
That was a stupid call. And then the running back coach freaking out at Ollie Gordon. I think that was a bit uncalled for.
So did you see, there wasn't any contact between them, but did you see?
No, he jumped over him.
A few years ago, a few weeks ago, Jonathan Gannon, when he went off on the young man who dropped the ball.
Yeah.
DeMarcado.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not sure what the difference is outside of there was no contact this time. Because it was incredibly uncalled for by the running back coach.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I guess there is a difference.
I just think that was a little ridiculous, but who knows? What do I know?
I agree with you 100%, buddy.
But yeah, the Dolphins, that was just a bad game, as most Thursday games are, but I just expected it to be a good one with how bad each defense was.
Well, we talked about the fact that we kind of liked the over, but it was Thursday night, and I just thought it was a trap.
Yeah.
Especially being as high as it was, and it went way under.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, Dolphins reverted back to the same ways they've been playing. The Ravens didn't look great, but it was a win. So it don't really good matter enough, if they look great or not.
They have a soft schedule.
Yeah.
Do we think they make the playoffs and win this division?
I think they could.
I very much expect them. I would say if they don't, it's a disappointment.
Yeah.
Even starting out 1-5. Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
And we thought this was one of the better divisions in the league.
Mm-hmm.
This is one of the poorest divisions in the league, I think. Now, Joe Burrow being hurt makes a huge difference for that.
Yeah.
I don't think the Bengals defense.
But Flacco being there, I think that's helped a lot.
For sure.
No.
I just don't trust
their defense. Defense is horrible.
Yeah.
No, their defense is god-awful.
And for all the talent the Steelers defense has, they're not that good either.
No, not really.
Is Tomlin losing this team?
Their defense has been a huge letdown. I don't know if he's really losing the team because they still won a bit, but that defense has definitely taken a big step down.
Do you believe that a team, when there's the single coach for as long as Tomlin's been there, can a team just kind of need a new face at a time? Or are they just going through
sometimes? I think just switching out a coach definitely helps in some occasions.
So maybe I want to be clear. I'm not trying to say that
I don't
Tomlin
know
isn't a good, because Tomlin is one of the best coaches in the NFL. Or no, I truly believe that.
Yeah,
and I don't understand people who want to say otherwise, because there are people out there who try to say otherwise. But yeah. I do wonder if they're just need to change.
Yeah, I can see. I mean, it's not like he doesn't bring in the best offensive staff. Who's their offensive coordinator? Arthur Smith? Yeah, he's not a good offensive
offense
mind.
Really isn't the problem. Yes, the line needs more help. I don't disagree.
Mm-hmm. That line is not great, especially having an immobile quarterback like Rodgers behind it. That's definitely not going to be a great mix.
Agreed. But he's played well at times. I mean, it's so
when the offensive line plays great, though, for the most part. Of course, he's going to have those moments where he's able to evade the sacks and everything, but he can't do that all the time.
They have three losses. I'm sorry. But four times, that defense that was supposed to be so good has given up 30 points or more. And three of those are losses.
Stupid.
It just seems crazy.
Yeah.
The only game that I'm looking at right now that I feel like the defense did well in, I mean, if you look at it, it looks like they did well against the Browns, but the Browns suck, especially offensive.
Yes, that doesn't count.
So, yeah, they did really well against the Patriots. They held Drake May and the Patriots to 14 points in week 3.
Uh-huh.
But it was after that Drake May really kind of took off.
Uh-huh.
So I'll give them credit for that game, but I think that's the only game that defense has truly played well in.
Mm-hmm.
Again, they played well against Cleveland, but I don't think that's impressive, because everybody does. But what they did against the Patriots was impressive.
Yeah.
But that's one out of seven games.
Mm-hmm.
The defense is the bigger problem.
Yeah. 100%.
Cam Hayward.
Which is crazy.
TJ Watt should be taking that person.
Yeah.
Those men just held out and got paid very, very well. And I get they're only 2 out of 11. But that's what you get paid to do to be a superstar. And to elevate your teammates.
Yeah.
Am I wrong?
No. I don't know. I mean, maybe they'll figure it out. Maybe they won't. I don't know. But it's not looking very promising for that defense.
I think the offensive line issues are a moot point when the defense is playing like that.
But yeah. They're just not looking great. All of the AFC North. Rough season for them. But predictions. Starting off with the Minnesota and Detroit game. I mean, Detroit's going to win. JJ is back though, isn't he?
Yes. JJ's back.
I'm
excited to see what happens here.
Yeah.
With that, I don't expect much, to be frank.
Yeah, me neither.
But Detroit's not a great passing defense. This is a prime game for him to be able to step up. Having said that, it scares the hell out of me.
Yeah.
I want to play JJ and Addison, and I've got them ranked high because they're in great spots. I'll say this. I really like the over 48.5 because I think that at the very least, the Vikings get some garbage time points at the end, maybe, at the very least. I'm hoping that JJ gets this crap figured out, and they've got it figured out for as long as he sat, and this offense comes out ready to go, and they surprise us. Because Kevin O'Connell, the dude's an offensive genius and one of the most underrated coaches in the league, in my opinion. But Detroit has a superior talent, for sure.
Oh, 100%. And I don't think it's even close.
It's not.
I think Detroit's just going to be laying it on them, kind of like they did with the Bears.
So you like the 9.5 for Detroit?
Yeah. Yeah.
I do too.
I think they're just going to blow them out of the water.
I wouldn't be shocked. I'm not saying, because Minnesota's got a good defense, but we've seen Detroit put up
big points on good defenses. Yeah. Is there a chance that Detroit can put up over 48.5 by themselves?
I think it's possible, yeah.
Possible. I don't know about likely, but possible for sure.
Yeah, yeah. I think it's definitely possible. But yeah, I expect almost everybody on Detroit to have a good game. Jameer and David Montgomery. I know the Vikings do have a difficult run defense to go against.
Gibbs is so
special.
But
I don't think it matters if they keep getting on that field and they're getting tired. I don't think Vikings are going to score much.
100%.
But the Bears didn't score much either, and Detroit still dropped 50 on them. So I don't think they care.
Dan Campbell, especially against a division opponent, will prove a point. And I don't think he's actively trying to embarrass anybody. He's just trying to say, this is our division still.
He's just,
as he should.
I mean, I get it. If the Bears could, I wish they would, but they haven't so far.
These are grown men. If you don't like it, stop it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because I think the Bears would do the same thing, 100%. I think
Ben
Johnson has pretty much adopted the same mindset as Dan Campbell. Yeah.
O'Connell would do it too.
Three of the four coaches in the NFC North have that same mindset. LaFleur, he does not care. He will downplay to that talent like we've talked about these last couple weeks.
It's so stupid.
Except last week he didn't.
Agreed.
But yeah, he just needs to stop doing that. I mean, I want him to keep doing that. That'd be nice if he keeps doing that. But it's stupid.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hopefully he does. Next game is Green Bay and Carolina. Green Bay should win this.
I fully expect that they will. I like Carolina on plus 13.5 though.
Yeah.
For what we just talked about.
I think Josh Jacobs has a good game. It's just, man, I like Green Bay's defense this week.
I do too. I do like Teddarrell McMillan. Green Bay is a little susceptible to speed, and Teddarrell is fast as hell.
Mm-hmm.
Now, hopefully Bryce can get it over the top to him, because that's what they need to do.
Mm-hmm.
But if he can get over the top, or if he can get on a nice slant, I really like Tet in that spot, and I think that he scores a touchdown with that. Rico Dowdle is going to get the majority of the reps, they say now. This is a bad spot for him to do that, though. This is a bad spot for him to do that. Because this is a great, and I mean great, run defense. Which wasn't supposed to happen because Kenny Clark was supposed to be the reason, according to Jerry Jones. And the Packers were supposed to be weaker. And the Cowboys were supposed to be better. And who's got the worst run defense?
Cowboys.
Dallas sucks defensively.
Well, did Eberflus ever run like a really good run defense? Maybe when he was in Indy, but I don't remember the Bears having a great run defense recently.
That's a good point. But his defense was solid in Chicago. But this defense is awful. But it's not Eberflus, I don't think. It's the personnel.
I think it's the talent. They don't have much
Jerry
talent.
Jerry Jones. This is all on Jerry Jones.
100%. Yeah, I don't. I mean, it's Jerry Jones. I don't expect much.
I hope the Packers come out and light it up, because that'll be good for Jordan Love, and that'll be good for Josh Jacobs. I mean, fantasy-wise, like on a fantasy level.
All right.
I hope they do. And that also, frankly, is good for anybody who owns Bryce Young and needs to play him, and or Teddarrell McMillan, and or Xavier Legette, and or Jatavion Sanders, and the Packers are not very good against tight ends. Sanders is in a really good spot here, and he's not had near the season that I thought he would. This could be a really good spot for him. He got hurt, and that kind of limited himself. But even when he's been healthy, he just hasn't played as well as I thought. So this could be a really good spot. If he doesn't do well here and he's given opportunities, then I think that you start to turn more towards Tremble again. Because Tremble did play pretty well in his spot at the times.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's definitely, I guess, stepped up more than Jatavion has.
If the Packers come out and light it up, that's good for us off fantasy-wise for the Panthers as well.
Yep. Chargers-Tennessee. Well, Chargers should win this. They will win this. Yeah, they should. It's not like Tennessee's anything special. I don't know. Vital, I think, will have a great game. I think you got a feeling that.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not like it would be the first time the Chargers have lost to a bad team.
Exactly. It's talk about teams that play down to their opponents. Chargers have done some of that this week or this year, for sure.
I think Vital will have a good game, though.
I do, too.
The Chargers offense should have a good game. And I think their defense should, too, because they have a pretty talented defense.
I think the Titans offense has a good game.
Wow. Yeah.
Specifically, the passing game.
Yeah. Crazy things have definitely happened. Yeah, I don't know. Atlanta and New England. I don't know. So Penix is back this week.
Yeah.
Right?
I don't trust that whole offense right now, though.
Yeah. It should be a little bit better than last week than it was with Kirk.
Agreed, but it's not like they played extremely well the week before.
I think, yeah. I don't know.
I like Bijan. I like Kyle Pitts.
Yeah.
I like Drake London, but I don't like the way they call a game at times.
Yeah.
It's like they coach scared too.
I mean, Drake May should have a good game.
I fully expect that.
Yeah. But yeah, just, I think New England wins. I'm pretty sure New England wins.
I expect them to cover at 5.5.
Yeah.
But I'll say this.
It's only 5.
Yeah, it's 5.5 right now. I thought it'd be higher. If you like, there's a lot to like with the offensive side of the football. And where some of the spots that, like, Bijan is not in a great spot, but he's just so talented. Kyle Pitts is in a really good spot.
Yeah, it's Bijan.
And I don't know that I like Kyle Pitts better than I do Drake London this week. I just think he's in a better spot.
Yeah.
And I even like Mooney, because Christian Gonzalez is going to be all over Drake London. But Drake has shown moments this year, it doesn't matter who's covering him. He's running really good routes. And all that. So, I mean, fade him at your own risk. But play these guys at your own risk, too, just knowing that.
Yeah.
Start your studs. Always start your studs.
Yeah. And just hope for the best of sometimes. Sometimes you just have to hope. San Francisco and New York. I don't know. The Giants are down to pretty much just Theo Johnson and Wandale Robinson as their, like, trusted receiving pieces. Tyrone Tracy is back as the RB1. He showed a lot of promise last year, so I'm not too worried about Tyrone Tracy.
He did earlier this year, too, before he got hurt.
Yeah.
He's not Cam Scataboo. He's not going to be Cam Scataboo. But he is effective in his own way as well.
Yep.
I think the Giants win this game.
Really? I mean, yeah, I could see it. Niners have not been playing great these last couple weeks.
I also really like the over.
They need Purdy back now?
No, I don't think Mac Jones is the problem. Mac is healthy.
You don't think so?
I think Mac Jones, let me reset it. I think Mac Jones being hurt was the problem and playing through that. Mm-hmm. He's healthy. I just don't think that I don't trust their defense enough.
No. But I think Jackson Dart will be good this week.
He's got that killer instinct.
Christian McCaffrey. Yeah.
There's a whole lot to like offensively in this game. Mm-hmm. I love the over 47.5. I love the over 54.5 in this game. I think this is a really good offensive game.
Yeah. I mean, but I don't know. This is a hard pick for me. Man, I think I might go San Francisco.
I mean, I can understand that for sure.
Yeah. I'm going to San Francisco this week.
I agree
with you. I think it's going to be a close game.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I get it. Indy and Pittsburgh. I think Indy's going to steamroll Pittsburgh.
I can't believe that this is as close as it is.
I think everybody's going to feed and get fed in Indy. Downs, Pierce, Pittman.
Weight Watchers now offers access to affordable GLP-1s. It works for members like...
I'm Haley, and I've lost 100 pounds. Weight Watchers has everything I need, from weight loss medications to nutrition support and help with my side effects. It's all in one place.
Weight Watchers handles the insurance for you and offers affordable cash pay options. With our program, our members are losing more weight with expert nutrition and side effect support.
I'm Mike, and I've lost 135 pounds. Weight Watchers prescribing GLP-1 medications, it's been life-changing.
I'm Sharia, and I lost 80 pounds on Weight Watchers. I realized that it would take more than a prescription to lose weight and feel good on a GLP-1.
Better results, expert support, lose more weight, make it last.
I can't imagine doing a GLP-1 without Weight Watchers.
Get started for as low as $25 at weightwatchers.com/GLP-1. For over 60 years, we've helped millions of members find what works for them. Now, it's your turn. Weight Watchers, watch it work.
And JT, Warren, everybody. Daniel Jones is going to probably kill it this week. I just expect a good, I think this will be a good game.
I mean, the Colts have been
fun to watch this year.
Extremely. I predict JT only gets one touchdown this week.
Yeah, which I agree. I don't think they get many. I feel like it's going to be a lot of passing on both sides.
It's going to be a nice
time. Don't get me wrong. JT is a great pass catcher, but I don't think they haven't been giving him a lot of touches, which I understand. They don't want him to get hurt. And that's what's been happening these last couple of years. They overfeed him, which leads to his injuries, which that's normal. That's what you're going to get when you overfeed your running back. Christian McCaffrey, that stuff happened to him when he was in Carolina. I like that they're playing conservative with Jonathan Taylor, but also giving him the ability to play at his highest level.
Well said. Well said. Do you think adding Tyler Warren...
Steichen has been a genius this year.
He has. Tyler Warren has helped open up the receivers a lot, I think, too.
Yeah.
You can't double those guys.
Yeah, I mean, just...
with the threat of him in the middle like that.
Mm-hmm. The Colts have turned it around insanely this year.
Who's better, Tyler Warren or Michael Pittman? Tough.
Yeah.
It's tough.
I mean, they're both great.
Warren is better at his position. Like, he's higher up rank-wise at his position. But I think skill level wise, they're pretty close to equal.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree. They're both great.
And having those guys that can run the middle and maybe even split out a little bit, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Allows Josh Downs and Alec Pierce to be able to just run.
Yeah. I mean, those two are amazing deep threats.
Is this the most complete offense in the league?
I think so. Yeah.
I do too. Even over Detroit.
Yeah. I mean, Detroit only really has never mind. Both of them have bet really good offenses.
And
it's just really hard to pick between the two.
Yeah. A lot of great weapons on both teams. But I think that the Colts have more.
Yeah.
But the Colts, if, God forbid, something happened to JT, they don't have a back to come in and do what he does. Where I think Monty could come in and do, maybe not quite to the same level as Gibbs, but he would be definitely good enough to replace.
100%.
And
Monty is an amazing running back.
Agreed. And very underrated and easily forgotten because of how great Gibbs is. Monty would be one of the best backs on most of the other teams.
Oh, 100%. The Bears should have never gotten rid of him.
He is so underappreciated.
And now they're in the situation that they're in now.
But you know who does appreciate him? Detroit. Do not underappreciate him.
No. Yeah, I mean, that just made me disappointed.
Sorry, buddy. Dude, I think Kyle Monanga is the guy that you guys want him to be, though. We're going to see it this week.
But yeah, just Indy's killing it. And yes. I think they're going to kill Pittsburgh. Denver and Houston. I think this is going to be a bad game, frankly. Bad offensive game.
I love the under.
Very low scoring. Yeah, I think you have to do the under. I see no way possible that it goes over. Because it's not like offenses are playing great. Neither offense is playing great. The
both
only great game.
Played really well last week.
Really? Yeah, but look at who they played. Broncos played Dallas, arguably the worst, if not one of the worst defenses in the league. And I mean, the Niners defense isn't great either. And Houston had the ball for, almost three quarters of the game? That was their possession time. It's just, that was a really bad game. Those two just
Houston
played really bad defenses this week. No. And Denver
can't
do that against Houston.
Agreed. Both really great defenses. It's only 40.5, and I like the under by a lot.
And both just their offenses. They're just, they're there. They're not terrible. They're not great. They're just there.
I think Denver wins that game.
But, yeah. I think they have a little bit better of an offense than Houston, and I think that gives them the leg over.
Yeah, agree.
Jacksonville and Vegas.
Who cares?
Jacksonville, I think, kills Vegas. Yeah, I don't really care about the game either. It's there. It's just a filler game. These 4 o'clock games aren't great except for the Kansas City and Buffalo game.
Why do you think Jacksonville kills the Raiders?
I think I have to go to Chiefs, but just the Raiders can't get anything going on offense. The only consistently-ish offensive piece they have is, help me here, Genty.
Bowers is
He's
back.
He's the only consistent one. But you can't trust Geno.
Agree.
To get him the ball.
It seems like every season when Geno is struggling, correct me if I'm wrong, he breaks out at like the weirdest time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But like when he was on Seattle, I don't think he got to a point where he was playing this bad ever.
Yeah, he did.
I just don't remember him playing like at this level of terrible. Did he? I don't remember. But I mean, I guess it's possible.
I think Geno Smith has a great game here.
Yeah. I don't know. And considered, I mean, it's possible.
Him,
it's not like Jags defense is great.
If I make a DFS, a second DFS lineup, he will be my quarterback in that.
Yeah. He's probably really cheap.
And he's going to be low owned.
Yeah.
And rightfully so.
But yeah, I just think Jaguars win. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think the Raiders win this game.
Yeah.
I don't trust the Jags play either. And I think that they're playing just as bad. And yeah. I think the Raiders are coming off the bye. Pete Carroll's going to have him hyped up, and this Geno Smith is going to ball out, and then he's going to disappear again.
Yeah.
It's just a hunch. I mean, I have nothing to back me up, obviously, on it. Outside of it's just a hunch.
Yeah. I just don't. I don't like the Raiders. I don't think I'm going to like them ever again.
I think most people are probably going to listen to this and be like, what the hell's wrong with this guy? Me.
Yeah. That's what I'm thinking right now. I can't believe you picked the Raiders.
We'll see.
But yeah, I mean, yeah, we'll see. Crazy things happen all the time in the NFL. So what do I know?
You know quite a bit.
New Orleans and
keep winning money.
I didn't win anything. No, I did. Never mind.
Yeah, you won a decent amount on Monday night, didn't you?
I won last. Yeah, I did win last weekend. Yeah. No, not Monday. Wait. It was Monday. I don't know.
It was.
I don't know anymore.
Runs together sometimes.
New Orleans and Rams. I mean, the Rams win this.
I mean, yeah.
I don't know. I feel like they might regret starting Shook.
He's starting for the rest of the year, they say. He should.
I don't really think that's the right call, but
you think so? Yes. Absolutely. Are they going to gain any more knowledge on Spencer Rattler than what they already have?
No, I don't think so.
But don't you think that they need to decide if Tyler Shook has even an inkling of a possibility of being the future?
Yeah.
Because Spencer Rattler is not the future. Yeah. Spencer Rattler is a really good backup for the NFL for a long time from now. I truly believe that. But Spencer Rattler is not somebody that you want on a winning team as your number one. You're just not. He's a gamer. He will be scrappy. He will win games from here and there on occasion, especially if he's surrounded by better talent. But it's not like the offense of the Saints has terrible talent.
Yeah.
They've got Chris Olave. They've got Rashid Shaheed. Taysom Hill's a nice guy to have on your team. Juwan Johnson is no slouch. Alvin Kamara is really good still. But that line sucks. It amazes me how many teams continue to build the skill position players and not do a damn thing with their lines. Like, that's astounding to me.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So he's got some talent there. Some of that's probably going to get traded away.
Mm-hmm.
But not all of it. And I think a lot of
it's going to be defensive talent.
I think Rashid Shaheed probably gets traded as well.
Mm-hmm.
But they've got some other receivers that aren't slouches. They're not great, but they're not slouches. And I just think that this is a team that needs to figure out if this guy is the answer. And if not, then they need to draft somebody else. I don't think he's the answer, but they need to figure that out. And the only way to truly figure that out is by letting him play.
Mm-hmm.
I thought that they should have done this a week earlier. I like Spencer Rattler. I wanted him to work because I think the kid is tough. And I think He wants to win. He's got the right mindset. He's just not as physically talented enough as he needs to be.
Yeah.
To be a true starter in the NFL. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
That's the problem.
Yeah.
But he's got all the rest of it. And so that makes it suck that it's not worked out, in my opinion. Mm-hmm. Tyler Shook is more physically talented. I don't know that he's got the same mental makeup, though, that Spencer Rattler does.
Yeah, it's just, I don't know. I mean, it was expected that the Saints wouldn't be good this season, so there's no surprise. I think they've been a little bit better than I expected, honestly.
Agreed.
With how many close games they've had.
And I think that's a huge testament to Spencer Rattler, because they've stayed much more competitive.
Mm-hmm. The Kansas City-Buffalo game, that'll be a good game.
What's the Chiefs' weakest part offensively?
Running.
What's the Bills' weakest part defensively?
Defense, running.
Rushing defense. So it's going to be interesting to see what happens here. I don't think any of that matters. Both these defenses are good. Both these offenses are great. I don't think it matters about the defense.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
These quarterbacks are going to find a way to put up points.
Yeah.
Especially against each other.
The over is only 52.5.
I love the over. Don't you? It'll be disappointing if it goes under.
Yeah.
Too, to be frank.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Is it shocking that the Bills are favored Chiefs are favored in Buffalo? That's a bit shocking, isn't it?
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah.
The Chiefs are playing out of this world right now.
Yeah. The return of Rashee Rice has helped them immensely.
Pacheco is out.
Yeah. But so I don't think that really affects them much.
I don't think it affects them that much either. This is where I think it affects. I really like Breshard Smith, and Kareem Hunt will get all the red zone targets runs. Breshard Smith, though, I think gets a whole lot more run now, and that's good for pass catching for him.
Yep.
I also think Travis Kelce has a good game.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, I think this is probably going to be a real pass heavy game.
And I think James Cook has a lot of effect out of the backfield receiving wise. The Chiefs win.
It's really hard to pick a winner for this game. You have Chiefs? I think I'm leaning towards them, too.
Do you know what I think? I think that's good for the Bills.
Yeah.
Do you know how hard it is to beat the Chiefs two times in a year?
Probably really hard.
The Bills need to lose this game and win in the playoffs. I'm not saying go out and lose on purpose. I'm just saying, like, that's just what I think. Like,
yeah.
I think it's hard to beat the same team twice. Now, the Bills need to win it, though, if it comes down to who has home field advantage.
Mm-hmm.
And I think this would be the Bills' third loss, right? And it would be the Chiefs.
I think so.
The Chiefs have three losses. So that puts the Chiefs ahead of them at that point. But I do. I think the Chiefs win this game. They're clicking on more cylinders than the Bills are right now.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, I mean, that is probably just going to be a great game. That's what I expect.
Agreed.
And I think almost everybody else expects that.
Yeah. It always is.
Seattle and Washington. I mean, Washington's not playing great. I don't care if Jaden Daniels is or is not playing. They're not playing.
He is playing.
Terry's out, and they had called him out early. That was really quick how quick he was listed as out. Like, maybe they probably shouldn't have played him last week. I'm happy they did because that saved me in fantasy, but I don't think it was probably worth it for them. I mean, I don't know, but I think Seattle kills them.
I don't know if they kill him, but I do expect them to win.
Yeah, I don't think Washington's going to play great again. I mean, Zach Ertz will have a good game, but I think they just get steamrolled.
Do you like the over or under? It's 48.5. I like the under.
Yeah, I don't see Washington scoring much.
Agreed. And Seattle's not a team that really lights up the scoreboard when they don't have to.
Yeah. Arizona and Dallas. Is Kyler back?
Yep.
Yeah.
I don't think that's like official, but it's very widely expected that he's back.
Yeah. I like Bam Knight this week.
Yes.
MHJ.
I like
Trey.
I like Marvin Harrison. I like Michael Wilson. I like Jake Ferguson. I like CeeDee Lamb. I like Pickens.
A purely offensive game again. Yeah.
The over-under is 53.5, and if it doesn't go over, I'll be disappointed.
Yeah. I mean,
Monday Night Football will be the opposite of Sunday Night Football.
Yeah. Or you mean Thursday night?
That too. But no, I meant Sunday Night Football.
All right.
I don't think that there'll be much.
Yeah, much scoring. All right. I know what you're saying now. But yeah, I just don't expect it to be a great game.
Same. Well, I expect it to be a great game as far as I just don't think there'll be any.
Offensive. That's what I mean. Yeah, yeah. Defense is going to be a horrible game. But DFS picks, I have Kareem Hunt at 4,700. Again, like we talked about, he's probably going to get a lot of the end zone, red zone touches.
Agreed.
I like him at 4,700. That's really cheap, especially for the upside he has. Also like Kyle Manungai at 4,600. A lot of people are probably going to pick him, playing arguably the worst rush defense in the league for the Bengals. But 4,600, I think that's really good value that you could be getting there. I like DK at 5,500. Like I said, I think it's going to be a lot of passing. It's going to be a lot of catch up. Lets up a lot of points to receivers. And I just expect DK to have a great game. Same with Tyler Warren. Same game. Tyler Warren's probably going to put up a lot of points. I feel like it's just going to be a high scoring game for Indy. They're just going to be racking up the points.
Agreed.
Yeah.
I really like the running backs. I just think that they're both cash game running backs.
Yeah.
But they're in great spots. But because those two are going to be so heavily owned, I think, I like Travion Henderson a little bit more for a GPP because he's just a little bit more expensive at 4,900. But I think we'll have every bit the opportunity that the other two have.
Mm-hmm.
And this is like, this is his chance to supplant Stevenson.
Yeah.
Like there is like nobody to take time from him this week. You know what I mean? This is the kid's chance. And I think he balls out. I really like Daniel Jones, even though it's more expensive than I normally like to pay for my quarterback at 6,200. And I like pairing him with Tyler Warren at 5,500. And I like Alec Pierce at 4,600 a lot this week.
Yeah.
I think that Tyler Warren and Michael Pittman demand so much time and attention that Pierce is just going to run past. And he's going to get free at least one time, if not a couple of times, and get some big gains that way. And hopefully at least a touchdown.
Yeah, I'm hoping Josh Jones gets one.
Pierce is deceptively fast.
Yeah. Yeah.
For sure.
Mm-hmm. It's just going to be a great game,
agreed.
I think.
For sure. I wanted to check something real quick.
Yeah. Is that all your DFS?
Before you're in this. Huh?
Was that all your DFS?
Yes.
Yeah. All right.
Now it's a different one. My bad. Hold on. Before you get off here. Hey, do you know anybody who dropped Kyle Manungai this week?
Yeah, that was me. So I needed downs. I could have thrown Manungai in the flex, but that's when DeAndre Swift was still like possibly playing. See? Don't let your players get injured. It's not worth it.
It was for downs. You picked up downs. I have picked up Manungai today, though.
Must be nice.
I had to drop Tony Pollard, though.
Oh,
I had to drop
maybe
Tony
I'll have
Pollard
to scoop up
to
Tony Pollard.
But he ain't playing for you this week. He's on waivers.
I know, but not like I'm going to have a starting running back.
So now my question is, do I start Tracy or do I start Manungai?
Probably Manungai. He has the higher upside, I guess.
I think so, too. But it's that or do I not start Tucker Kraft?
Yeah.
Because my tight ends are McBride and Kraft.
Mm-hmm.
How did I get those tight ends?
I don't know. Listen, dude.
I can only play so many people, though.
Yeah. I'm just waiting for my players to get healthy.
That's fair.
But, yeah.
You need a running back?
What you got?
We'll duck off.
I ain't giving you Gibbs.
We'll die.
But thank you guys for tuning in. If you guys enjoyed the episode and you're listening on a podcast platform, subscribe and leave a review. If you're on YouTube, like, subscribe, and leave a comment what you guys think. Thank you.